The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Obviously, Khalil Mack didn't want to play here. You know, that's what's being missed here. He was under contract, Lisa. You know, he was under contract. He never showed up for an OTA. He never showed up for training camp. And it was obvious he wasn't going to show up for the season. So, you know, don't forget that. We have to get ready to play. And I want players that want to be here, that want to help us put this thing back in high gear.
Well, you probably could have used him last night. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go. Oh, ah.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, R-E-A-L. At Jonk Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you wish, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com. Click on watch us on live stream, and guess what you'll be doing.
Watching us on the live stream?
Yeah, yeah. What's happening today, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you?
Nothing. It's a Tuesday, and usually people are going to be in a bad mood, and the way this weather is, I don't blame them. But we're going to have some fun today, I hope.
I think we will.
Yeah. So I guess someone's already defaced my cutout here.
I noticed that. What's going on here? Someone's giving you eyeliner.
Yeah. We work with children. That's what's
is that eyeliner or mascara? Would you like? I'm not sure what the difference is. I know they're both eye makeups, but I'm not sure which one does which.
Well, John? Eyeliner would be like on the eyelid, I guess. Mascara is on the eyelashes.
Okay, well that's eyeliner then. Hmm. He's giving
was
you
it Barry?
Eyeliner. I don't know. I think it might have been Barry who did this. Deface the? Did you deface the Fred statue? Other mic.
This mic.
Absolutely not.
You would never do that?
No, in fact, I didn't even notice it until Joel pointed it out. Because he goes, did someone...
Yeah, I wouldn't put Barry on that. He's...
No, I would...
He would be funnier about it.
Yeah, I would have done like a mustache or drawn a penis on his head or something.
Right, that would... Something clever.
Something like very mature.
Exactly.
That's just weak.
That's just lame, right?
Although I do... You have to like the subtleness of it.
I mean, yeah...
You didn't make a big deal out of it.
I didn't notice it until you guys pointed it out to me.
I didn't notice it either. And then,
but I do think it makes him look like he's got smoky eyes. Like it makes him.
Oh, I'd do it. I'd hit it.
It's amazing that just that little line of makeup makes Fred look way sexier.
Well, oh, I guess I'm going to have to try that for real now.
Yeah, I would suggest doing so. Hey, Barry, I brought you in because you are an upstanding member of the Houston comedian scene.
Yes.
Comedy scene.
I mentioned this on the show already. I read...
What did
you
say on the show?
I read everything.
What'd you read?
I read Joe Bates's...
Does Joe Bates still live here?
No, he lives in... I think he lives in Cincinnati. I don't know where he lives. I read Joe Bates's
so
post.
So he upgraded. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I read your post, and then It's all hell is broken loose in the Houston Comics page, and everyone is upset.
At me?
At you.
Why?
And whoever told you about it.
Why are they upset at me?
Because they're saying...
He just took a shot at me.
They're saying... Well, one of them called you the C word.
And clever?
Yeah.
No, I think they're just mad because they're defending their own. It would be similar. Look,
he should call me the C word to my face.
If someone were to make fun of one of us here at Gal Media in another group, would that upset you?
No, of course. I'd probably jump in on it.
I would defend your honor.
No, you would not.
Okay, I probably would.
No, you would not.
It depends on who it is.
It depends on who and how
you guys are such babies about things like
comedians.
Yes,
we're very soft. We're very soft.
It's like any kind of...
We can't take a joke.
Any kind of... Yeah, it's like that's your whole job.
That's why I hate Nick so much.
Any kind of criticism, it's like, what? Oh, my... And now, like, there's a whole mob of comics who are mad at me about that?
I think they just think what you did was in poor taste.
Do they realize that his original post said, F that guy? Like, and then my response is in poor taste? Listen,
so people were reaching out to me like, Barry, do you know AJ? I'm like, look, just leave me out of this. I am Switzerland. I am a neutral party. I mean, literally, people are hitting me up private. People are saying I'm the one that told you.
No, that's not true.
I'm just like,
that's not true. And by the way, someone did have to tell me. Someone sent it to me who knows the situation, who was also there, because that was from Houston's Funniest Person 6 years ago, I guess. I didn't realize that until he posted it. But 6 years ago... That comic blocked me on Facebook.
Well, what the hell did you say?
It's the best. Can I read it?
You can read the whole thing.
Okay. I'm going
to
read it.
So okay. This is Joe Bates, who used to do comedy here. And mind you, it was my job. I was given the assignment to judge.
It wasn't your job to be this mean. You were typical AJ.
You know what, though? I was honest with everybody.
Okay, yeah. Fred.
I remember.
He was just... The worst one there.
No, but you didn't have to say what you said. You could have said you're not funny. And you know what? Most comics will be like, okay, that's your opinion.
But what I said, I really meant, because at the time, I really did question
this it. This is Joe Bates's post. A little over 6 years ago, when I was less than a year in, a radio DJ on a major local network said I was the worst comic he's ever seen.
There's no lies so far.
Okay.
And that he was sure I was mentally handicapped.
No, I questioned whether or not maybe he was.
But see, that's like, you didn't have to go that far.
I said maybe he is, and if he is, I felt bad for criticizing him so harshly. But
now, he also did respond, funny in retrospect, not at the time.
Of course it was funny. So it was funny to everybody but him.
He said, today I was on the nationally syndicated radio program Bob and Tom promoting my headlining weekend at Wiley's. F that guy.
And now, my response?
6 years ago?
Do you want me to read your
response? Yeah, read my response.
Okay.
Read it in AJ voice.
This is so great! I mean, come on now. This was sent to me today, not by the comic, because he blocked me 6 years ago. I was judging Houston's Funniest Person contest, and this guy was legitimately the least funniest person there. Today, he was on the nationally syndicated, all caps, Bob and Tom show, which is aired in literally zero major markets. Zero.
The biggest market that Bob and Tom airs in is the number 45 media market in the country, Louisville, Kentucky. That's their big time market.
God, I wish I could get work in Louisville.
I like Louisville. What do you mean?
Oh, that's fine. It's still not a major media market.
I wish I could get a gig in Louisville. I would be excited. That would be a step up.
Maybe you should hit up your boy
Joe.
Yeah,
so stop talking trash about him working in Dayton. You were like, Dayton has 160,000 people.
Dayton has 190,000 people.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing for me.
And
are you
headlining
kidding?
At Wiley's.
I'm in Wichita.
Yeah, you're talking to Wichita boy here.
There's you 12 people, and 8 of them are homeless.
You've headlined here in Houston before.
Okay. True. Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Fair enough.
When you got your first headlining gig in Wichita, you didn't like drop your balls
well,
on
I don't
someone's
headline
head
in Wichita.
And been like, yeah, suck on that. No, Wichita, mother effer. Like, come on, bro.
There are people that have told me I sucked, and I just honestly wouldn't go back. But he said, you said, you've really made it, bro. You showed me. You probably weren't the least funniest person in Dayton.
You were only that in a city where people actually lived. But you are welcome for the fuel that you have apparently held on to forever. You are truly the Rocky Balboa of comedy, CTE and all.
And somehow what I said is worse.
In the flames.
What I said is worse than what he said. You believe that?
I will say this. You probably shouldn't have called him mentally handicapped.
I question whether or not he was.
In judging his comedy. The fact that it fueled him is one thing, but to post about it 6 years later, say F that guy, and then be upset that you saw it and rebutted, I think is going too far. Because he's the one that posted. You didn't shoot this shot.
No.
He shot the first.
Deflected.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I my Wonder Woman wristband.
In your defense, he took the first shot and then you retaliated and now it's just a mess and I'm in the middle of it. I don't know why I'm always in the middle.
You're in the middle because you're my friend, but you're also a comedian. And now if any one of those comedians in that little Facebook group,
Don't say little. You're belittling it.
I am belittling it because they're being babies.
Okay.
But if any of them had said what I said about Joe Bates after seeing that set, which I'm telling you, it was a legitimate question at the time whether or not he was mentally challenged.
Okay, but I will, in his defense,
okay,
he was a year in. No one is great a year
then
in.
Don't sign up for Houston's Funniest Person a year in.
But you do that to get better. It's stage time. You see how you are in the
Barry,
contest.
There's open mics. You knew.
I did contests where I'm sure people were like, I think that guy's the R word.
Right.
I really do.
But you're not
I think
like,
that every time I listen to your show.
Which show? The Usual Suspects or my stand-up?
No, both.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's but you're not like, a year in, you weren't like, I'm going to go out to the Comedy Store in L.A. and get on stage and just see what happens. No, you don't do that.
I was pretty realistic about where I was.
Yes, that's all I'm saying. And if anyone, if I were a stand-up comic, that group wouldn't be angry about what I said.
If you were a stand-up comic, you wouldn't have said what you said.
I would. I don't care because
that's true.
You just like just
you
like
you are a dick.
I criticize people in our business just because I'm real and they're a bunch of frauds.
You've said stuff like that to me about radio. You've talked about me on air like you did.
Yes, I didn't question whether or not you like. I mean, we're a window licker.
After some of my takes, you have. You'd be like, Seattle?
I mean, you said some dumb stuff.
You picked the Seahawks?
I never said that.
Yes, Thursday. You did.
Who won?
They covered. It was a push.
It was a push. They didn't cover.
Okay,
they
so
pushed.
It wasn't a horrible pick if they pushed.
All right.
By the way, did you get my pick already?
I got your pick. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you and I think alike.
Oh, you did that too? Yeah. After I did it, of course.
Okay.
I mean, I see you for copying.
Yeah.
I thought about that. Didn't anyone not question the fact that AJ gets all the picks and no one sees his pick?
Fred, have I told you my picks every week?
He's told me the picks.
Don't have his back now,
well,
Fred.
He's what, one and two. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who's worse than one and two?
There's only one.
Who? Say his name.
Oh, Snake Shagger in there.
Nick Sharara, 03.
By the way, we're about to go to the desert together, and there's snakes all over the place out there. Who knows what
he'll be into. A lot of erect snakes.
Who knows what he'll be into. I want to see, can you show me during the break the thread on the comedy group?
No.
Why not?
They will. First of all, they all think I gave it to you already. Everyone's like, well, Barry works with him. He must have given it to him.
Wait a minute.
I don't even look at Joe Bates' Facebook, so that wouldn't be possible. I mean, I'm friends with him, but you know how you can unfollow people? I've done that a lot, okay?
Wait, so
how dare you unfollow a comic? You're a bad comic.
But they don't want you to let AJ see what they're saying about him?
Yes.
That's bull bleep. If you're going to put something out in public, you should have
But that's a private group. It's not public. Well, it's a private group.
Okay, but it's how many people are in it?
Just Houston Comics,
they're
and
chicken,
that's it.
They're chicken bleep. They're chicken
By
bleep.
The way, I got this at 10-something this morning before Barry and I ever saw each other.
Yeah.
I definitely don't come to work before 11 o'clock.
No.
Ever.
No.
So I assure all you soft-ass Houston comics, I assure you,
why are you
that Barry's not the one who ratted out your boy, Joe Bates.
Fanning the flames. Y'all, this is so awkward for me. The last time that I went through this, my parents got divorced.
But here's what's funny.
And I had to choose a favorite parent.
Here's what's funny. I'm trying to think of the friends, quote unquote friends on my Facebook page that I have
yes
that would be in that comic group, and it's a small group.
Okay.
And I can't imagine that any of them would be so petty as to post it in a Houston comics group and act like I'm some kind of a bad guy.
Yeah, most of the guys we know are really cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, so, I mean, I don't know I don't know what that list is.
Can you stick around for a second?
Yeah.
Because I have to tell the people about Robinhood.
Good.
Which is a great investing app. I've been using it now for months. The wife and I have been doing it for a lot of stocks, and it's convenient. It's fun. And what they do is they make financial services work for everyone, not just the rich people. It's a non-intimidating way to get started. You can invest for the first time with true confidence. And it's simple, intuitive, clear design. I can check my balance whenever I want. And it's really, really cool. No commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees at all. Trade stocks, keep all your profits because that's your money. You should keep the profits. And right now, you can learn how to build your portfolio, too. If you're just wanting to get started, this is a perfect way to do it. You don't have to put a lot of money in there. Just get on, start making some trades, and you can see the results and see how easy it is. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Get your money working for you today with Robinhood, faour.robinhood.com.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Bill Advisor. And if you've got all the money in the world, you don't need to listen anymore. You're good. You're golden. But if you could use a couple more bucks, you need to know about Bill Advisor, guys. And when you started out with cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you probably got a great price to start. That's called an introductory rate. And then you got the loyal customer rate, which remarkably is worse. That doesn't make any sense, right? Bill Advisor agrees with you. They'll work directly with your providers and reduce your monthly rates. You don't lower your service or your data or your speed, just lower your bill. They're saving hundreds for our listeners week in and week out. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. They guarantee you'll save at least $300 or you'll be in for zero. There's still no setup fee and the service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start saving now. Text the word GO to 232323 and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776.
I can't believe you won't snitch out all these bums.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is like I have a lot of friends who are comedians. Good ones, not like Barry, but you know, really successful ones. And
guys that work in legitimate
although
cities.
You're not as bad as a lot of them are, but they're really insecure. I mean, it's just, and I think it's part of what makes them great. But
the emotional issues that comedians helps to because you learn that's part of what you do. You mask your insecurities with jokes. Yeah, that's why you become a good comic.
And I think that's what makes them great, but also makes them susceptible to things like this.
Comedians are very sensitive. We're very, very sensitive. I'm not surprised at all that he was upset when you said he was mentally handicapped.
I questioned whether he was. I never said directly, you are.
Okay.
I said,
I mean,
I said, maybe he is. And if he is, then I feel bad about saying that his routine was that bad. But it was really, really horrible.
Okay.
I must have gotten lucky the times I judged that because they were really good comics.
90% of them were. Yeah. But if something's bad, I'm not just going to pretend like it was great just for the sake of being nice. That's not what judging is supposed to be.
I think here's the thing, though. When it comes to comedy, what we do in radio, rejection is a little bit different because it's just an opinion and it's a take
on something, right? So it's you can watch Bill O'Brien and go, he's a terrible coach. And if no one agrees with you, then that's just your opinion. And people might call you stupid, but it's whatever. In comedy, you've created this joke, good or bad, and it's your baby. And you're proud of this joke. And when someone's like, everything you did sucks, that hurts a lot worse than...
You don't think Bill O'Brien created a game plan for Sunday that he thought could win? Like, you don't think he went... And by the way, not to crap on Houston comics, but Bill O'Brien's making a lot more money and has a lot more to lose with his baby every time he gets on stage.
But he makes a lot more money to put up with the crap that he gets.
I guess so.
He makes. I mean, dude, this is what's sad is that was a contest. He paid to have you crap on his jokes. That sucks.
I know, and I'm sorry that he wasn't as good as he thought he was.
Yeah.
But do comics really want people to give them BS criticism, like, or just be like, "Oh, it was great," and then let you go out, run out there again, and throw your same crappy routine out?
Yes,
that's what you want.
That's what comics want.
Okay. Well, you've asked me before. You've been like, "Give me your opinion on this," and I've always shot straight with you.
Yep.
Do you know? I mean, is that? Do you think that's just because we are friends?
I think it's because I know you. If I didn't know you and you were like that, it would probably upset me. But because I've known you for what, 8, 9, 10 years now, I know how to take your criticism when given.
But do you think you would remember it 6 years down the road?
You know, you never can't. Don't sleep on what motivates people.
It's insane.
I'm trying to remember. I remember a local comic and he's been on this show.
Yeah. Hashtag beef.
So he told me I did a joke and he told me I couldn't do that joke. It's a long story, but he basically told me I couldn't do the joke, that the joke was funny, but other people could do it. And this was my first year in the business and I've never forgotten that. And it was because I felt like he gave me bad advice at the time. And people remember those things, man. You don't remember people being like a dick to you when you first started radio?
No.
No one was ever mean to you or like
they
said
still,
things.
They still are. Yeah. Who cares?
people are critical all the time.
But I think when you first
if start, you have Twitter, it's like, hey, welcome to Thunderdome, Twitter, bitch. Like,
yeah, that's true.
No, I didn't. But like, I mean, there were people in my office, like on my team, quote unquote team, who didn't think I should be doing the job I was doing.
Do you use that as motivation though, right?
No, I just don't care what other people think.
Well.
I mean, it's
you also you also don't have a heart, so
I guess that's what it is.
You're a cold, cold man.
Hey, yeah. Well, I'll just say this: as you get older, you quit caring about stuff like that. I mean,
that's true.
It's not like that.
You can't walk around with stuff like that on you. Like, I can't walk if we have a bad show. I can't walk around with that on me for like a day, much less 6 years. Like, it's just it would eat me alive. It'd kill me.
I guess. Look. I think it's when you're talking
you guys
about
are
comedy.
Sick.
Yeah, when you're talking about comedy, it's an art. And when you're talking about art, if people are very critical of something that you've created that's personal to you, think about this, Fred. If someone were to tell you that your book sucked, that it was like a mentally handicapped person wrote it.
People have said that.
Oh, wow, man. See? That's just brutal.
Why is this any different?
Yeah. What do you mean? Why is radio?
Why is radio any different?
Because people don't.
If someone
calls
in and says, "Dude, you suck at this. What are you doing?"
Oh, I mean, trust me, people.
That doesn't affect you the same way that someone telling you your comedy routine sucked does.
So no, like I think a year in it would. If you're new, it would. But even when we started doing Usual Suspects, I had been doing this for 4 or 5 years now. Plus, I had been doing comedy. I was used to criticism in both of those, so it helped. But yeah, I think if you were to just come in and tell somebody brand new in radio that they sucked, it's probably going to bother them. But I think the difference to me, though, is people are saying that I suck or my takes suck or I don't know what I'm talking about is different than something that you created.
So you don't take as much pride in radio as you do your
comedy. Every day we come in here, we piece together a show to entertain people.
Absolutely.
And if people don't like it, I mean, that sucks. But I always assume more people like it than don't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't still be sitting here.
What I learned is I try to focus on, that's the thing. You focus on if I'm doing a show and 90% of the crowd is laughing and there's three people up front with their arms folded, that doesn't mean that my joke sucked,
no.
that the show sucked. Those three people didn't like it. It's the same thing in radio, and it's the same thing if you're in a contest and
you're
one of the
never
judges
gonna please everybody.
Calls you the R word.
I didn't say the R word. I said it in a...
I felt like this was 6 years ago.
No,
before,
I said it in a very appropriate way.
6 years ago, you could say the R word. I feel like you said it.
I don't think I did.
I feel like you probably said the R word.
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't think so, though.
Well, I mean,
watch out for that.
Yeah. The one thing,
I'm new. I don't know how these microphone things work.
But well, the one thing I would say in their defense is like it would when you're doing a comedy set, and you know, I've been around a lot of yours and a lot of other people's. Sometimes you know you're telling stories. Most guys now and most comics now are storyteller types, mm-hmm. and you're talking about your life, so it's very personal to you.
Yes,
and I think maybe it's more personal to you than getting on. Although I don't know, I don't see the difference. You do the same thing on air. I mean, you do your act in a different way on air. It's a lot more improv. It's a lot more but it's not all that different.
Yeah, but I think part of the difference is how far I'm into it now. And also the fact that, you know, I have thick skin to begin with. I mean, I every once in a while I get sensitive like everybody does. But I think for the most part, I have pretty thick skin and I can take criticism. Some people just can't, whether it's here or there. But I think the difference is when you reject a joke, exactly what you just said, it's like you're rejecting that person. Where on here, if you're rejecting a show or you're rejecting an opinion, you're not rejecting necessarily that person.
That's just
how I look at it.
Yeah, I guess I just don't understand because I've gotten, you know, from my agent and from some of the publishers all kinds of criticism about my novel. It doesn't bother me.
Like if someone says... Yeah.
Constructive criticism is a lot different than
no,
someone telling you, I don't think you're funny. Like, I legitimately think you're mentally handicapped.
No, I said I think
that
he might
be. Going too far.
I would love
if you'd have just said he wasn't funny, I don't think he would have bothered
if someone has the video of that set, I would love to see it. And I want to post a poll and ask if it's like undoubtable slam dunk. That this guy is not mentally handicapped, because I promise you, there's no way you can say with 100% certainty that guy. Oh yeah, that guy's definitely all the way there, all the way.
I can confirm he is not mentally handicapped.
Well, that night, it wasn't so obvious. Okay, everybody has a bad night.
Yes.
At his worst, you question his chromosome count. That's all I'm saying. Some people at their worst, like at Chappelle's worst, you probably just think, oh man, he just didn't have it tonight. Maybe he smoked too many joints, something like at Joe Bates' worst, his ceiling is much, much lower than Dave Chappelle's. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Who do you side with? I want to know.
Am I
in the wrong or is Joe Bates in the wrong?
I think you're both in the wrong for this part of it. I think you're both wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
You think I should?
I think it's funny. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I think it's hilarious.
You think I should have?
I think you're both wrong.
I should have just taken a screenshot of someone saying "F me" and gone. Okay.
I mean, knowing you, you're not going to do that.
Of course, I'm not going.
But a lot
to.
Of people just look at that and go, "Boy, I really hurt him."
I did. And I laughed at it. I laughed at that part of it. Like I didn't feel bad about it.
But I also don't know that it. I think it less hurt, more motivation. Because he even said that what you said was funny now, not at the time, obviously.
Like I said, honestly, like if that dude was playing New York City tonight, and he gave me the middle finger, I'd be like, man, he showed me.
Okay, you can't. Not everybody gets to play New York City.
Exactly. So don't act like you are.
Okay.
I'm just saying you can't de-swing on someone with that
now,
with Wiley's in Dayton, Ohio.
See,
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. I'm Team Hoffman on this one.
My high school had 4,200 people in it. Dayton, Ohio has 190,000. Like, it's pretty close. Like, come on.
Oh my God! Why do you always drag me in to the middle of these things?
You're in both worlds.
You're our resident comedian.
Okay. So.
What did you say on the post? Did someone accuse you? And what was your response?
Oh yeah, several people accused me of it. I just said you guys are hilarious. That's all I said.
Okay.
Yeah. I said,
even if they aren't,
people are. Yes.
I can't believe you're neutral with me. Here's and Joe Bates.
This is.
I've been your friend for a long time. Joe Bates is like he lives in Indianapolis or Milwaukee or somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
I don't know.
And you're taking his side over
mine. I'm not taking anyone's side. I said you're both wrong.
You're not siding with
AJ,
me against Joe
you
Bates.
You would tell me if you would be like, you're wrong on this, Barry. You would.
It depends.
It's not that I'm taking a side. I'm saying you're both wrong.
Sometimes.
No.
Sometimes, even when you know your boy's messed up.
Nope.
This is that time, man.
This is not that
time. This is that time. Like when your boy's at the club and he's sloppy drunk and he's like bumping into people and then he gets in a fight and you know it was your boy's fault. But when the cops come.
I would have his back.
When the cops come, you'd be like, no, this dude started it. This other dude.
Yeah.
That's what you do, man.
Yeah, this is not that time. You weren't sloppy drunk.
No, I was completely sober. Completely sober. But congrats, Joe Bates, on the Bob and Tom show. I think actually I did get a response from someone on my Twitter. Where's this at? Jared, who lives in Orange, Texas, where the Bob and Tom show can be heard.
Orange.
Oh, it's in Orange.
It's on in Orange. He says, I actually listen to Bob and Tom in the morning. This is the ultimate crossover between three of my favorite talk radio shows. I just realized how lame that sounds. No, Jared, it's not lame. It's just you live in Orange, Texas, where you can hear the Bob and Tom show. We can't hear it here in a city with electricity. It's not available here.
You know what else you can hear in Orange? The Blitz.
Yeah. Bob and Tom Markets was something that I...
you Googled this.
I Googled.
The hate that drives you.
Of course you did.
You would make a great Sith Lord. Like, you are filled with so much rage and hate.
Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Fayetteville, Arkansas. Fort Smith, Arkansas. Bakersfield, California. Merced, California. Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah.
Burlington, Iowa. Davenport, Iowa. Boise, Idaho. Ooh, there's a big one. Twin Falls, Idaho. Not as big, but still. Nice state. Quincy, Illinois. Crown Point, Indiana. Heard that this morning. Vincennes, Washington, Indiana. Heard it this morning. A place that Barry probably knows very well. Topeka, Kansas.
Never,
heard it this
never. Haven't been called up to AAA yet.
Sheboygan, Petoskey, Michigan, heard it for sure. What's that? But Sheboygan, Petoskey?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know.
Minot, Velva, North Dakota, heard it. So
wait, hold on. Tyler brought something up to my attention.
Uh-huh.
Joe Bates is a writer for the Bob and Tom show.
Oh! No way. Is that really true?
It's on his website.
What did I miss? I can't hear. I don't know what just happened.
I've just been told by...
Oh, my God. What now?
By our producer that Joe Bates is a writer for the Bob and Tom show.
Oh, hashtag we made it.
So him getting a segment on the Bob and Tom show and be like, yeah, suck my... Are you kidding me?
Hey, guys, I'm on the Blitz.
Told you, haters! I'm here! Oh, R.I.P. Joe Bates.
Look, I ain't gonna hate on anybody that gets a writing job. I'll tell you that.
Well, what kind of a freaking show needs a writer?
I mean, like,
Howard
Stern show has writers.
They have writers. Yeah, but that's big time. Yeah, that's real.
That's not being played in Sheboygan, Michigan.
No.
What do you mean? McCook, Nebraska.
Nick writes all of Barry's material for the show.
Do what?
Nick writes all Barry's material for the show. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all of it. That's what I figured. Mm-hmm. That's why it's not
Bob
good.
Everybody hates me. I made a mistake. It's not broadcast out of Orange, Texas. It's broadcast out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. That's how he hears it in Orange.
Ooh. I feel like you missed some big cities. I feel like you skipped.
There is one city in Texas that has the Bob and Tom show. What is that, Barry?
Lubbock,
Texas. That's right. And also, I don't want to forget, Antigo Rhinelander, Wisconsin also has it. I mean, everybody knows.
I haven't heard of half of these places.
You've never heard of Richland, Pesco, Kennewick, Washington?
No.
You've never heard of Wausau, Stevens Point, Wisconsin?
Is that where Joel's from?
Shows what you know.
Yeah.
You've never heard of Parkersburg, West Virginia? All right. Well, that's where Spider-Man's from, so just so you know.
409 Chilton says 243 people like Joe Bates' Facebook page.
Well, hey, man, that's a start.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing it's going to jump over 250 after he headlines Wiley's this weekend.
You're such a dick.
He's probably going to sell so many koozies.
Oh, hey.
Say, girl.
Hey.
Hey!
Yeah, don't make fun of the guys hawking t-shirts over here.
Don't make fun of koozie sales. It's how I make a living.
The great thing for like for you when you're on the road, it sucks because you've got to like pay for your own meals and stuff.
Yes.
Joe Bates just eats crayons and it's
oh my God. What are you doing to me?
All right, guys. The Kima Craft. Thank you, Barry Laminack. You can hear Barry Laminack on our station from 1 to 4.
Daily.
And for any of you comics out there, I promise Barry's not the one who snitched. So you might want to... You might want to look at yourselves in the mirror is what you might want to do. Take a look at yourselves.
Check out The Usual Suspects with Joel and Barry. Great show right before
It's a great show. They don't... He doesn't put as much thought and care into it as he does his comedy routine.
No.
It's not as important to him, but...
The ratings say otherwise.
Okay. There was a lot of people at your show the other day I saw at Jive Bar. Like... There was a lot of people there. You know who told me who snitched? It was the little person at Jive Bar. What was that guy's name? Clinton Shorter. He's the one who snitched. That's where I got the info from, Houston Comedy World. Clinton Shorter. Oh, my God. All right, guys. Got to tell you about the Kima Craft Beer Fest. Saturday, September 15th from 2 to 5. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. A lot of local breweries on the sheet here. Eighth Wonders here. Carbach is going to be there. Spindletap, St. Arnold, Texas Beer Refinery, Galveston Island. A lot of local stuff. A lot of national brands as well, like Brooklyn, Deschutes, Founders, New Belgium, Oscar Blues. It's going to be a lot of great beer out there, and it can all be yours. Buy advance tickets for $44.95 now. $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. It'll be $49.95 day of the event, so it pays to get in early. Admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music all day. Purchase your tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com or on site at the multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and must be 21 years of age to attend. KimaBeerFest.com for tickets and details. That's the Kima Craft Beer Fest.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. We'll squeeze in some calls now. Just be forewarned, A.J. will probably tear you up like he did that comic. It's kind of fun listening to
you. I didn't throw the first punch.
No.
Let's all remember that.
But it's always fun when you go after somebody other than me.
Let's all remember that this all started with him saying F that guy.
Yeah.
After he had a segment on the show that he works for today.
Yeah.
Man, that's big.
There was some cat who used to work at the Beaumont paper who, you know, wrote some stupid story when Tepper and Jerome were over there, and so I ripped the hell out of him, and he used that as motivation. And when he got hired by the Dallas Morning News, as Trump would say, the failing Dallas Morning News,
yeah,
it's like, yeah, Fred Fowler said I'd never amount to anything. Yeah, congratulations. See if you still have a job in 2 years. Glad you were motivated. I don't get that. Yeah, I'm trying to think of if there's anybody that. No. I did have an old boss who said I'd wind up homeless at one point, but it turned out I was for a week, so he was right when I left the Chronicle. But I did revel in telling him at one point that pretty good radio show now. I'm doing all right.
You're doing okay.
Doing okay, yeah. Check out sportsmap.com today. Barry has he's ranking all 32 NFL teams by hateability.
Okay.
Spoiler, Patriots number one. The Brittany B's SEC report is up. She's fun. She's funny as heck. So enjoy that. She was not happy with her Arkansas losing on Saturday. Joel Blank.
They're horrible.
They're going to be bad.
Joel, remember, I was like, you got to hold your nose and bet Colorado State
here. Yep. And you were right.
I didn't know I could have money lined.
Joe Blank has a video up on unsung heroes making an impact for Astros. I heard him talking about that a little bit on the show driving in. Charlie Polillo has a video on the schedule easing up for the Texans. Jermaine has his good, bad, and ugly NFL Week 1 observations, and he's got another column, too, on fans freaking out after Week 1, which is common. Our sports poll on the website today, which player the Texans miss most, Kevin Johnson or Chantrell Henderson? Care to guess the percentage?
I'll go 75-25.
About 94.7% to 5.3%.
Ooh.
How bad is Kevin Johnson?
Well, we don't even know how bad Chantrell Henderson was yet.
Well, he might have just barely sucked. And
yeah, we don't know. It's like I always say about prospects. Once they show themselves, then, you know, it's ruined.
Yeah.
But as long as they've still got that air of, like, mystery to them, it's like, you never know. That guy could be really good.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. We'll take an early look at the lines in the 6 o'clock hour. I know people are asking about a lot of games, but we'll do that at 6 o'clock. I don't really know where to go from here. I was having so much fun with that. I'd rather you just keep beating up on the comic for another 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's probably getting more attention from this than he ever got in his life for anything.
Well.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm trying to remember who won it the last year they had it. I know Slade finished second. And the dude that won went on to be pretty famous.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, it's a little blonde dude, but I can't remember his name.
Barry Laminack?
No, it wasn't Barry. I don't think Barry was even in comedy back then.
I don't think he was either.
So,
or he was just starting to be into it.
Yeah, yeah. But there were some really good comics in that contest. I obviously didn't get the bad one. So, mind asking you get a chance? You talk about this Chronicle reporter that got fired for fake sources. I need to find out some more information about that, and maybe if Jerome can address it a little bit. I know that the editor put out a thing, and it's. I don't know exactly what he did, but you just can't. This is part of the reason why people don't trust news organizations, why they don't trust reporters. And reporters have always been hated. I mean, I remember even when I was doing it, we were right down there with lawyers as most hated professions. And the reality is if you do something like this, even if it's minor, and see, that's if you've ever seen that movie Shattered Glass, Hayden Christensen plays a guy who basically makes up stories. And, you know, the thing is, they found it through a little thing that he did wrong. But then once they started digging, he'd done a bunch. So I'm pretty sure if this guy did something little, there's a lot more there that they'll find if they start digging. But I think it's criminal. I think if you're in that business and you're making up sources, that you're a horrible, horrible person. And you make people not trust the media. And it's real easy for people to say, see, they make stuff up. So now we can't trust any of them.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to everybody else. But, man, if you got people in your business doing this, I mean, you gotta catch them. You got to call them out. And you got to say what they are, which is they suck. They're bad people. They're the worst.
The worst.
They're not tremendous. It's a bad thing, not a good thing. Fake news. Sad. Sad. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. Longhorn Dimitri says, been out of town for a month. Good to hear y'all's voices. Welcome back. Good to have you back. Don't know how happy you're going to be with your Longhorns. No, it's your back. But we didn't get a chance to talk too much about that yesterday. In fact, I don't know that we talked at all about the Longhorns. But what the hell was that, AJ? I mean.
They suck.
Tulsa's.
They're not very good.
Tulsa's not crap. They're not rice.
No.
But
they're not good.
But they're not good enough to be within 7 points of you.
No.
Especially when you had a 21-0 lead. That's getting a little worrisome. And yeah, and the fact that USC can't score either. I was so much looking forward to this game about a month ago. I may not even watch it now.
Somebody's got to win, though, Fred. That's I'm almost
somebody's
certain.
O has got to go. Oh, wait a minute.
No.
There's no O's.
No, but
somebody's one has
somebody's
got to become
one
a two.
Is going to turn into a two, and well, actually, both of them will have a one turn into a two. But yeah,
just which one?
It's not a good scene right now for sure. I'm not saying they can't get a turn around, but I don't believe they have a quarterback there. and they're trying to sell Sam Ehlinger as a quarterback. I just don't think he's got it. I don't know how Shane Buechele's. I mean, that guy was like the biggest, you know, recruit you could get at quarterback the year he came out, and
he wasn't terrible. I mean, he wasn't great, but he wasn't terrible. So, obviously, though, that's Herman trying to get, you know, his guy in there and who he thinks is going to be successful.
I guess so. Maybe he needs to go find a new guy.
Tell you what, I how patient, like if he goes 7 wins this year, how patient are they going to be with him? I mean, you obviously spent a lot of money. You think you got the right guy. But I think he'll get more time than Charlie Strong did just because there was a lot of anti-Charlie Strong from the minute he was hired at Texas.
I think he'll get more time than Charlie Strong because they won more games than they lost last year, which Charlie Strong never did.
Yeah.
He had 3 seasons at Texas, and they had a losing record every year. So far, Tom Herman hasn't done that. He's already had 1 winning season. Granted, it wasn't a great season.
Yeah.
But it's better than a losing season. He's already shown some progress. If they start to regress back to that sub 500 range, I think there's going to be concern, but I don't know. I would imagine that he gets more time than Charlie Strong because he's already accomplished more than Charlie did.
Boy, it's not saying much.
It's not. But it's, I mean, at some point you got to hold on to something. You got to eventually buy into a coach and think that he's going to get you there. But right now, you can't feel good if you're a Texas fan. You can't feel good about the direction of the program right now because it doesn't look like there is any direction.
I wonder if it's not just a bigger issue at Texas in terms of since DeLoss Dawes has been gone. I don't know what the leadership is there anymore. And they've gone through several ADs. DeLoss was like he was a Lannister. I mean, he ran that thing like a Lannister. And like him or not, his word was law there. And yeah. and they had a lot of success across the board. I wonder if they miss the fact that they don't have that guy there anymore. Not just for football, but some of the other sports.
Yeah. I mean, they probably do, but I can't imagine that's preventing them from winning football games.
Yeah, I know. It just seems like from a... just from a functionality standpoint, even I don't. I mean, there's no reason for that team to not have every advantage to be able to compete.
They have every advantage,
but
you know what? So does USC. You know who else? Florida. Like these are the programs that you would almost look at as like can't fail programs, and they're all. I mean, it's hard for me. I mean, USC. I understand they're 1-1. They were 11-3 last year. I can't crap on them as much as I can Texas and Florida, but they've had clearly a pretty rough stretch before last season, and it took them having a guy like Sam Darnold to cover up for a lot of problems. Texas and Florida, though, they've been non-competitive for a while now, and at some point you've got to say, man, you cannot have more built-in advantages than these programs have. How are you not winning? I mean, Texas, Florida, USC, they're all the bell cow school in their state. And they've got more money than they know what to do with. They've got, you know, well, they've got great facilities except for USC Stadium. Not exactly great.
Right.
But that's never stopped great players from going there before. It's really odd.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I wish I could put my finger on it, but it's always about having the right coach. And maybe Dan Mullen turns out to be that guy at Florida. Maybe Tom Herman turns out to be that guy at Texas, but there's no guarantee.
They're not right now.
And
Dan Mullen just lost to Kentucky for the first time in 31 years.
What would have been worse, that or Texas losing to Tulsa?
Texas losing to Tulsa.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Is that Old Soggy? Is that what that says?
It's my dad. Hey, Pops.
Hello?
Hey.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Just sports.
I got stuff. I heard you guys are heading out to Vegas this weekend. And I also want you guys to know I'm also heading out to Vegas this weekend. I'll be leaving Thursday morning for a USAW weightlifting competition. So if you guys are there and, you know, not too, I guess, drunk, you guys come out and watch... set to be the largest weightlifting competition ever so far.
Yeah, I appreciate the invite, but I'll probably be drunk. We'll either be working or gambling the entire time.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works there. So, but wish you all the best, man. Hope you go in there and kick ass. But yeah, and frankly, I've got so much Sports Map stuff to do while I'm there too. My spare time is going to be in the poker room or the race book. What little spare time I have.
Yeah.
So, and I know it. We make these trips fun, but we do work.
Yeah.
And usually we work a lot. Scott in Deer Park says, as a UH grad, in retrospect, maybe Tom Herman wasn't all that in a bag of chips. I think, I still think Guy's a good coach, but when you start losing, you start questioning everything. And you go back and look at the team that he had at UH that was so good, and those were all Tony Levine's guys.
Yeah.
And Greg Ward, especially at quarterback. And the year before, they lost a lot of close games, and he turned that around. But then his second year, when he obviously started checking out, they're losing to teams like SMU. You know, that's not good. You're not supposed to lose to teams you've got more talent than. And that's all the stuff people will start bringing up if he goes 7-5 again. So,
all right, let's talk to my man, Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. He can clean up a lot of stuff. I don't know if he can clean up what's going on at Texas, but he can clean up a lot of other stuff. Aubrey, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Sunshine and birds are singing. And we really can clean up a lot of messes. Carpet is not just the only mess, you know. I mean, tile and grout, the grout loans, you know, you get fed up with. Marble, stone, travertine, terrazzo, all those real nice stones in people's homes, they get so dirty. When we go to clean just 1 foot, as soon as we start cleaning more, 1 foot area, you're like, wow. I mean, don't start going. Because it looks beautiful, the system, the Superwater H3O, the Kemfry Pre-Spot, the giant van-powered machine. It really is a perfect system to clean without soaps, chemical residues. It's all on sale right now. Three rooms of carpet cleans $100, but we've got sales on marble, travertine, stone. If you need air duct cleaning, leather, drapes, pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE, 281 DIRTFRE will come out to your home, start in the worst area. If you don't love what you see, you don't pay. Right now, with any purchase, you'll get a free room and a $100 free speed dry. So two freebies with any purchase at 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Guys, you know it works. You've seen it yourself. And a couple freebies thrown in. Now's the time to call.
All right, that's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free, always offering the best deals on our air. Appreciate it, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. 94.1.